This podcast contains everything that comes along with a group of adults discussing bad erotica, including strong language, sexual content, and Christmas-themed sexual innuendo.
In addition, we mean no ill will toward any of the authors whose books we discuss. Together, we are artists, writers, and performers. We know how terrifying it is to pour your heart and soul into something and put it out for the world to see, because you never know when four assholes are going to make a podcast that tears it apart. So when we rag on the books, we're ragging on the books. The authors are probably lovely people, and we wish them nothing but the best.
We are the Galloping Ab Society, a group dedicated to reading and reviewing the weirdest, most mind-bogglingly bizarre romance novels the world has to provide. The only rule, the books must be free on... they must be free.
This on one the is internet.
Not from Amazon. Free on the internet.
Yes.
Legally free on the
Legally,
internet.
Legally, yes.
Legally free on the internet, yes. Anyway, intros. I'm Kelsey, also known as Loins Haversham.
I am Kat, also known as Thrusty McGee.
I'm Krista, a.k.a. Love Meat McCumswaddle.
And Tits is Autumn, who is Tits von Fappington, and she's on her way, speeding fiercely through the streets,
dashing
hopefully not.
Through the snow.
Dashing through the snow, which does not exist because we are about to experience another Dust Bowl.
Yay!
Oh,
woo! No. So it's been a minute. We've been
busy.
Oh my god. Well, at one point, between the four of us, we had, seven and a half jobs.
Look, I had three jobs.
Yeah, and then, like, between Autumn and teaching part-time, it was like... Yeah,
Performing. Autumn, so the problem with, like, this time of year, starting from, like, August into now, is that there's, like, August, she's got, like, rehearsals for Christmas-themed show, or not Christmas, Halloween-themed shows, and then you've got your, like, Christmassy holiday-themed shows and all that good stuff.
And it was great. Like, seeing her perform was incredible.
Yeah.
But it means that she has no time to, you know, talk about smut with all of us.
Really,
oh, well, it's okay.
No,
she'll come in without any context. It'll be great.
It'll be great. Oh, she's read the book. That's some context.
That, you know what? That's context enough.
But good news, everyone. I quit all three of, well, no, I quit most of my jobs, and then I got a new job. Yeah.
Yay!
Yay!
More time for smut.
Replacement job.
Yeah.
And my job went full-time, and...
Did it really? I didn't know
that. It did, yeah. I'm now an 8-to-5 Monday through Friday gal.
Look at you.
I'm a working girl.
Dun, 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 dun. I have no idea what my schedule will be, but I do know that I get... they were like, you're going to have to close one night a week, and... if it's okay, you'll have to do one weekend a month. And I was like, oh my
what?
God, you guys. I was literally working every single day of the week.
Yeah.
And I was closing for all of those days.
Oh,
so
geez.
I'm good with this. That is fine.
It's a big ask, but you'll manage.
Yeah. Anyway, so this book. So we read this book.
Yep,
it's not from Amazon.
It is not. This is our first, second? I don't know. It's a Gaspod Christmas
technically
special.
Our second Christmas special, yes.
Right. But this one is we had a several month long break. We're doing this. We'll probably have another. There's several month long break, and then we'll pick up. Probably
we hibernate in the winter. It's fine.
Yes,
we awaken just for Santa smut.
We gotta recharge our smut gears.
Yeah,
So this book is called Sleigh Bells Ring. It's by Jody Griffin. I think it was picked by all of us. I don't know. I found it and was like, "Hey, what about this?" And everyone at the same time was like, "Yes."
Yeah, it was hard to resist.
Right.
Yes. So I mean, that cover.
This is the first one that's not from Amazon. It's from an author's website, and it was posted as a holiday freebie from 2015. It's 27 pages long. And I heard about it from Twitter from this review group called the Smut Report. They're hilarious. Check them out. I love them all. And they had a really glowing review of it. And by glowing, I mean they were like, what the hell did I just read? Just like, oh, perfect.
That's
excellent.
Awesome.
That was pretty much my experience also. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep.
It's
as I'm sure we'll find out.
Yeah. And we had to read it separately because, again, like, literally one of us is not here because we can't schedule shit right now. We're trying.
Doing our best. So the blurb of this book... Is that, okay, The blurb: Vixen loves Nicholas, but as her stay in the North Pole grows short, this reindeer shifter worries that her time spent with the Master Elf has ruined her for any other dominant out in the real world. But Nick has other plans for the little doe who caught his eye. Da 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 da. And his heart. So let's let's get on dashing on Dasher on Dancer.
I do want to start by saying that I did not read the blurb, so I started reading this extremely confused because I thought that the man on the cover, which maybe we should describe, was the reindeer shifter.
Oh no, we should definitely describe. Yes,
what's going on here?
So the cover of this book, it shows basically like a half naked dude, like with an open jacket. Like, I think it's a leather jacket. Super cut. He looks like a biker. Super ripped. And he's like, you know, like a silver fox sort of.
Oh, 100%.
Hair,
yeah.
Beard.
It's a nice cover.
Yeah, but I think he's wearing jeans. It is a nice cover.
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. Is it jeans?
It's actually hard to tell.
Okay, well, that's going to come into play later. Because
it could be velvet. Well, that will come into play later. We'll get into it.
But all right.
Yes. Did either of you read the acknowledgments at the beginning of this?
Yes.
Where this is like the picture is what gave her the idea, like for the story.
I love that.
I thought it was amazing.
And I think the author was also saying that, like, normally she doesn't really come up with books all in one sitting, but this whole scene popped into her head and she was like, I just have to write this. And excellent. Awesome. We're here for it.
I love that. Yeah.
Okay, so let's dive in. So our summary, as we always did. So we start out with a bang, or in the midst of one. So Vixen's a reindeer shifter, and she's currently being domed by Nicholas, a.k.a. Nick, a.k.a. Santa.
Nick spelled N-I-C, by the way.
N-I-C.
It's cooler that way.
True. Yeah.
Sexier.
One less consonant makes it.
I was so confused when I started reading this, because what the fuck is going on?
Like, what is she talking about, elves?
I even knew what was, like, going to happen, but, like, I just didn't understand, like, that because she's zoning out and, like, saying some random shit, and you're just, like, with no context, you're just, like, what is actually happening?
Yeah, and then Nick is like, hey, pay attention. And you're like, wait, pay attention to what? What's happening? Who's what? But it turns out that earlier in the day, she was, you know, a reindeer and pulling the sleigh during sleigh practice, and he had whipped her back, and she has welts on her back, and she's like, oh, yeah, this is great. So then, the thing is, though, this isn't your stop motion Rudolph movie North Pole. This is the kinky North Pole with magical shielding that prevents anyone who isn't interested in BDSM from entering the area. It's like a big happy house for orgies and also maybe presents. I don't even know.
Could you imagine, like, just being one of the other elves and you have no idea this place exists, right? And then all
like
of a sudden
accidentally
you
accidentally
like, make it into this room and you're like, and everybody just looks at you with this like.
Like, they're mid fucking, and they're like, oh, sorry, wrong room. I thought this was the
workshop. Well, no, but, like, what that means is that clearly you're interested in BDSM, you just didn't know.
Oh!
And you're just like,
It's like a screen.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's like the room of
requirement.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was trying to imagine like Buddy the Elf showing up here by accident.
Oh gosh!
Just, like,
oh no!
Thinking he's made it home.
Santa,
Papa Elf.
Oh God. Okay. Well, so all of the reindeer are in this room, and we go through the whole list of them and how they like to fuck. Turns out Blitzen is a bottom. Who knew? And Rudolph
always wondered.
Now we know. Yep, we know.
So glad she answered my questions.
She goes through all of them.
All of them.
It's very strange. There are like three pages that's just like, let me tell you about.
So this person likes it up the butt. This person likes giving it up the butt. This person doesn't.
It never really comes up again.
No. Well, kind of.
Well, it does briefly, but yeah.
A little bit, yeah. It sets the scene.
Yeah. So we also find out that Rudolph's nose has some special powers.
And then he's like a hardcore sadist.
He is. Which leads us to our best quote number one. And then there was Rudy, that red-nosed shifter sadist. Good Lord, what he could do with that thing. Everyone wanted him to join their reindeer games. Like, I fucking lost it. I was reading this during my work break.
World,
I know, it's like, you know, he goes from... He's found his niche.
Everyone wanted him to join their reindeer games.
This, you know, the song didn't go into this.
No.
I wish it did.
That's because the person who wrote the song lost apparently wasn't the into lost BDSM, verse. So had never experienced this.
The lost verse.
It's like the place with lust of unwanted toys.
The island of unwanted sex toys. Oh my god, the island of sex toys.
Sex toys
that didn't fit.
Or had like minor defects that made them unsellable.
I had a friend who was a manager at Spencer's for a while and like to get the like returned things.
Oh no.
And like one time had to like take a return from somebody with a butt plug that like had shit on
it. Oh god.
No. Oh my god, I feel like you can't return that.
Yeah,
you should be able to.
Why would you even try?
Yeah, that's so it's so awful. Like at least clean it. Oh my god.
That's
like,
right. Like no one wants to see that.
Oh god.
No. Okay. No. Anyway, god. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of sex toys, so in this world, magically strengthened candy canes are used as floggers, which seems a candy cane is not that big. Like,
well, they're bigger and magically strengthened. They're just, and they also leave like a little pepperminty zing every time.
Whoa, what was that noise?
That was an interesting that was scary. Sound.
Ooh, we're being haunted by the ghost of Christmas Rudolph. Past.
Yes.
They're like, stop revealing the secrets of the North Pole.
So now that we've got all of that exposition, we go back to Vixen. And Donner, a.k.a. Don, and Rudolph, a.k.a. Rudy, help Nick out.
Nicknames?
Tits! We hear a tits!
Hey.
Tits! Are you
is
there?
That, that weird sound was?
Yes! Tits is actually haunting us.
Oh. Is she? Because I didn't even hear her come home.
Wait, can you hear me?
Yes! Very quiet.
I'm not? Well, I'm in the car.
Oh,
oh shit. Okay.
She's calling from the North Pole.
Adam! No, hey, why don't call us when you get home?
Can you hear me?
We can. Drive safely. Call us when you get home.
Be well.
That's gonna be 10 minutes. That's gonna be 10 minutes.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's totally fine.
That's okay. Okay. That's totally fine.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, I am driving. So
don't worry about it, Autumn. It's fine.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. We're doing fine.
We're doing fine.
Drive safe.
Okay, I can't hang up right now, though.
Oh, heck, you're driving. Well, then you get to listen to the rest of this. Enjoy.
Okay.
Don and Rudy.
Right, okay, so they're helping Nick out, and they tie Vixen's leg to the sleigh bed with magic garland.
Which is stronger than normal garland, which I thought was hilarious that she felt she needed to specify.
That's not like garland is. It's not generic tinsel. It's like... Yeah. So then Vixen is gagged with a Christmas ball gag, and at first she's scared that it's glass, which, understandable.
That was horrifying to me. Oh my god.
She even would think that. And then Nick gets serious, and he's like, I will never harm you.
I'll hurt you.
I'll never harm you.
Wait, what's the difference? Okay.
There's a difference. No, that's...
Hurt like versus harm.
Is like sexy. Like, hurt is like the sexy, and the harm is the not sexy.
Like malicious intent.
Mm. Yeah.
Huh,
but then we find out more exposition because she gets angsty because her time with Nick is limited because apparently like so they try out and then they have to be a certain age to fly the sleigh. She's almost too old.
Mm-hmm.
So like but so she's like explicitly states that like she's not the first Vixen. And so, like, they're just... What was her name before? Does she just, like...
Oh, God, right. Because her identity is white.
So many questions for me. Like, how does this work? Like, for a second, I thought she was going to say that they get sent off to, like... Like, whatever the equivalent to, like, a glue factory
would be. Or something.
Yeah, but then you'll have to wonder, because, like, so when all of these, like... she's talking about, like, Donner and Rudy and, like, all these people. Like, are they just, like... that version, especially Rudy, because he has a glowing nose. Do they have like a bunch of ones with glowing noses, or like?
I wonder if he just gets to stay because he's so rare and like special.
But he, but they don't. They're not.
They get someone else with some.
But they're not. It specifies later that they're not like immortal, unlike Santa.
Right. Yeah. And they
apparently
Nick
says. Apparently Santa's a use him and lose him sort of guy.
But maybe like Rudolph, they just like rotate through Rudolphs, and the ones whose noses don't glow, they just like put them in a headlamp or something.
Oh God.
Maybe.
No. Or the ones whose
are we going to be writing the more
noses don't
about
glow?
This?
Oh god, glue factory. Anyway, it was weird. I don't think that was very thoughtful.
Well, you know, for 27 pages, we got what we got. So we also find out that Santa is a velvet red pants and leather jacket sort of Santa, which fashion, sweetie, look it up.
But it's really soft velvet.
It's really soft velvet. Dawn and Rudy and Nick all start going to town on Vixen, amping her up, and we discover that Rudy's nose is like a shocker thing, or they likened it to a violet wand. It's like a sex shocker. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nick
keeps getting better and better.
Nick attaches bell nipple clamps to Vixen, and we get the best quote number two. I want her warmed up all over. Make those bells jingle all the way, please.
That was my favorite line.
My God. Do they just do this every single fucking night? Like, it's like a requirement. It's this like weird like system that they're stuck in. They're just constantly making like sexual innuendo Christmas jokes.
Oh God, Groundhog Day of reindeer shit.
Groundhog Day sex play. Anyway,
yeah. She and Nick have a moment. We wonder if there's more to this than just play on Nick's part, because we already know that Vixen loves Nick, but we're not really sure about Nick. His thing.
Yeah.
But he conjures another ornament toy shaped like an icicle, and after coating it in gingerbread lube with real ginger, he shoves it up her butt.
Like gingerbread lube, just like my favorite.
Right,
like,
up
you're
there.
The one who put it on there. What? Anyway.
So it seems like a way to really burn yourself.
Yeah, but that's what they want. They explicitly state that reindeer shifters can only get pleasure with pain. Like, they can only come from, like, pain.
Oh, yeah, something about the magic or whatever.
So, like, yeah, whatever. So that's part of it.
Convenient.
Yeah. So then she comes. She sees stars because the ceiling has disappeared because of magic. Then she gets untied.
That was so weird. She looks up and the ceiling was gone. And I was like, what is this? Harry fucking Potter?
Like, open it and look at the sky. I was like, that sounds really nice, actually, but
still why?
In the context of everything else.
Yeah. It just was very weirdly stated.
It was,
I looked up and saw stars, and then saw that there actually were stars.
But they literally were stars.
10 out of 10 writing. But, okay.
She gets untied and then blows Rudy while getting candy cane spanked by Donner. Rudy comes, and we find out that reindeer shifter cum sparkles and smells like sugar cookies.
I died. when I was like reading through, what was it, one of the like many of the daddy shifter, or not daddy shifters, the like, what was that series, daddy that shifter. Sci-fi series that I read through?
You read all of it and you can't even remember the name.
Oh, was it the cyborgs?
Oh, cyborg daddies.
Cyborg daddies. Yeah, where the one with the girl who was like with this like alien race and their cum tasted like cotton candy.
Oh, right.
I was like, absolutely not. And also, but like, sparkles and smells like sugar cookies.
So we need to talk about our merchandise line again.
Yes,
because we already have like Chupacabra cum facial lotion. Mm-hmm. What was the slime monster or body lotion? The slime monster was, what was that?
Was
again?
It face wash?
I don't know.
You know what
it
we
was.
Should do is slime
that was
monster
like the
lube.
The virtual reality
slime right
monster
yeah.
lube.
Body wash?
Lube!
Both.
I'm changing it.
You're changing it in the doc. It's official.
It's official.
And then definitely a sugar cookie candle called reindeer cum.
Oh, yeah.
See, I was thinking maybe like lip balm, lip gloss or something.
Ooh, that too.
Because it sparkles. Yeah. So then you can have like a sparkly lip gloss.
Ooh.
We can have a whole like reindeer cum line.
Oh, but then, like,
people will be coming out in droves.
Well, Kelsey, Lloyd. Oh God.
Okay, but then, like, immediately after reading this line, I looked up. Like, I went in to look up like naughty Christmas candles and discovered is probably my absolute
wonderful.
Favorite website that I have ever discovered. Which was, what was it called? Shit.
It was called
Candle Daddy.
Candle Daddy. Oh my God.
And
you guys,
I have it up on my phone right now.
So perfect.
So there's the scents are Lick My Stick.
This is their specifically their Christmas line. I have not looked at their not Christmas.
I'm worried. They have a Santa's Sack. Bust a Nut. I put out for Santa.
Yep.
I asked for a big holiday package. Better be cookies up in this bitch. snows out, hose out. Jingle my balls. Yep. Although this is a long one.
Lick My Stick was probably my favorite.
Yeah. Go elf yourself.
I put out for Santa. Yeah, you said that.
Nice bush.
I like giving and receiving.
The nice bush one. I liked morning wood.
Oh, good. Yeah. Reindeer poop. There we go.
Yep. Frosty's snowballs specifically.
Yeah. So there's a big variety.
Well, hung. That was the other one I liked. It's a firewood scented anyway.
God.
Anyway.
And it smells like Santa's sack. So yeah, I mean, basically a collaboration might be in the future at some point.
I would just
Do we know that Jody Griffin does not actually own this company?
Around.
You know, what? we don't know that Jody. Yeah. Love me, you're right. We don't know that Jody Griffin doesn't actually own this company. So
we don't. That's true.
So then back to our reindeer smut here. Donner hops into all of this and Vic starts going down on him too. Then she looks up and wait, it's a whole reindeer orgy. It's our second.
Everybody's just playing.
Everyone's playing. Everyone's having a good time. Yep. So like, this is our second orgy book, right? Because they had chupacabras and then this.
Well, I think that's, yeah. I can't believe this is only the second one. I mean, it is, but I'm kind of shocked.
I'm a little shocked, too. Yeah, well, because it's chupacabras, and then...
Although, in the Viking one, there sort of was, like, the very first book we read,
there
that,
was
like,
the
banquet.
Indication of right.
But it wasn't, like,
it was
straight up.
Heavily implied. Yeah, well, like,
also,
I don't think
like,
it was
cyborg daddies is kind of...
Well, that's a threesome.
I mean, there's other orgies that happen in the other books, so maybe I'm getting confused.
You're just confusing all your cyber daddy books.
I feel like everyone in my mind has just ended up in the same...
Oh, 100%.
Every time
world.
We read a book, I add more people.
Yes.
Like, it's this really is messy just... now.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
So, okay. So then we get
to
Nick boinks Vixen while she's gargling Donner's Beppis. And
why would you?
What a sentence.
I'm so sorry. So
you are the worst.
I know. I listened to I Hate It But Smith. I Love It, and they use Beppis for penis, and I fucking love it so much.
Oh my God, I can't.
The Beppis is a frequent phrase they use, and
I think that they also use panas.
Yes.
I haven't listened to the I Have My Life for a long
time.
Oh my
God, it's so good. Yeah. So then, while this is all happening, Rudy somehow maneuvers.
I know, I was like, where is he coming from?
Like, he has no bones in his body.
He's just under Santa? Like, I don't understand.
Like, unless he's like between both their legs, and then he's like coming up from the bottom.
Yeah, anyway, he noses her clit with his fancy birdie nose thing.
His Bernie nose. I'm now imagining Bernie Sanders, and I don't like it.
I know, said that, and I regretted it, and then I, with his little mittens, and I just, nope, it's all over.
I ask you again.
Sitting there looking very unpleased.
Yes, he's just sitting in the corner, just watching.
What is
with
this?
Mask on.
What are you doing?
I ask you again. I don't know what he's at. Anyway, they
I
all
am
come
once
together.
Again asking you.
They come to come together. To my North There's Pole like a frosting. Orgy. I was imagining more of just like glitter, just kind of like. Poof.
I was imagining like a frosting explosion. Just everything's just. And then after this,
yeah, I'm surprised it wasn't like frosting. I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
After all this, she snuggles with Nick, and he tells her that he loves her and he wants her to be his forever mate. This will make her immortal too, and she'll be able to fly the sleigh forever. She says yes, and he puts a sparkling collar on her that'll shift when she does. And Santa, I mean Nick, is the happiest elf in the world. The end.
It's very heartwarming.
Yep. Which was kind of
like... I was
like,
where's Mrs. Claus, and is she also into this?
Well, she is Mrs. Claus, I guess. Is or she? They're just Polly, maybe. And that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. Whoa.
Mrs.
Like,
Claus is a construct.
My mind
Mrs.
is blown.
Mrs. Claus is just the conglomerate of all
she's
of them.
Just, she's just a made-up figure to, like, keep up appearances so people don't really know what's going on at
yes.
the North Pole.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Or maybe Mrs. Claus is Ace, and that's cool.
There, yeah. Perhaps. Yeah.
Or she's, like, into, like, him bringing home his friends. His reindeer. Yeah.
Maybe she just likes
reindeer
to watch.
Games.
Yeah, we did not.
Bernie. She sits there with Bernie.
Bernie, they're just sitting. Yeah, oh, God.
They're like knitting together, hanging out, eating cookies.
Hi, Tits.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, I'm on my phone because I don't have time to make my laptop work.
Shit, let me get you my laptop. Hang on.
Okay, we'll just, we'll go on hold again.
BRB.
I love the echoes.
Yeah, it's it.
Oh, God. I put my sweater on over my head.
Sorry, no.
The fuck was that?
That was me singing and enjoying the echoes.
Beautiful.
It's Cat losing it.
Okay.
Or finding it. So a second, it sounded like you were humming Jingle Bells.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and every other reindeer, I don't remember.
And if you ever reindeer. Have you ever reindeered?
You would even say he blows. All of the other reindeer.
We may have learned he does not blow.
That yeah, used to.
He's got other people.
Oh my god, we gotta come up with like a Rudolph alternate. Used to laugh and.
Oh.
I don't. I can't. Normally, I'm good at this stuff, but I can't.
Not on the spot. You'll come up. You'll think
yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
I feel like by Christmas you'll have it. Right in time.
Give me a couple days and I'll.
A gift for us all.
Ah, that'll be my present to all of you. It's just like a fancy recording.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down on
everyone.
Everyone. Yeah.
Hello.
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 Sorry, I'm so sorry about today.
Oh, that's okay.
It's okay.
Overcommitted.
We've all kind of been like,
yeah,
in a similar state.
Yeah.
I just hit myself in my eyeball with my headphones.
What? Kelsey, no!
I don't know how I did that, but it's a talent. And anyway.
You are very skilled.
Does this volume sound better?
Go ahead and bump it up a little bit.
But I was on 69.
Oh.
Okay, now I'm on 75. What about 96? Why is 96 not special?
Well, because then
isn't it the same?
It's like back to back.
It's kind of the same.
Well, because 69, it's like.
Yeah, right,
it
now you're right.
Yeah, it's like. Snuggling in a small sleeping bag.
Like how I just revealed my like inability to picture what numbers look like.
Yeah, well, same. I did the exact same thing. So.
It's like it's the exact same thing.
Oh wait, no. Okay, does this sound better?
Yes.
And where are y'all right now? Are you
so
still
we in? Actually we just finished the summary, so we're gonna do the.
So wait,
we
didn't cover though. At the end of the book, there's a list of the others.
That's
what I was saying. Wow. One of which is called Matzah and Mistletoe.
Which sounds
like,
incredible.
Oh, my God. Oh, should I do
it? Sounds like a Hallmark
thing that I just popped in. Yes. Because we didn't get your Tits von Fappington.
We did not.
To, like, say it.
So now that you're here, you've raced through the snow.
Raced through the snow with some sugar
cookie. You did not run over grandma.
Scented jizz. I didn't run over grandma.
Oh, good.
Autumn, a.k.a. Tits Fun, Fappington is here.
Yeah. Ooh. That was excellent.
I'm feeling like a kinky reindeer.
As are we all.
I sent this out to multiple friends. I was like, just in case you want to keep up with the galloping abs ladies, this is what we read this month. And
yes.
A couple friends I sent it to were like, what the fuck did you actually just send me?
Magic.
Very fair question.
Glory.
Well, okay, they clearly have not read any of the other things that
right.
I've read on the show. I still am trying to get
like
somebody
tame.
Else to read Unicornia because it is hands down my favorite. I have not been successful.
Oh,
I know.
Well, on that note, okay. we're gonna ease into our genital euphemisms. All right, all right. Love me,
gingerbread lube.
Ease ourselves in there. Ugh. So they're
it's
really
like my favorite.
There were not too many in this one. None of them were very exciting.
A lot of them were repeated. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It was cock. Slit. Which I
just hate slit. It's my least favorite.
Yeah. I don't think we've actually. Encountered it in any other books?
I think we have.
Oh,
we have
a couple.
Have we? Okay, good. Maybe I blocked it out then.
Yeah, I don't repressed love it.
Yeah.
Should never
We've
be
talked
used.
About it. Yeah.
We will never speak of it again. pussy was used. Which, like, fine. But and then I'm gonna... This is, like, my personal problem. I don't think there's any good euphemism for someone's asshole. Like... This one just
I'm,
they
I'm
used
sorry,
anus.
Back passage is pretty great. Though.
I mean, that was a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah,
but like we got my rear hole and my puckered hole, which neither of those are good. I don't know. My tight back passage is pretty good though. Thank
anus.
You for reminding me.
anus.
I feel like that's the hardest one to come up with something for.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that one that we, oh, there was one that was like
tight
a
tight star or something?
Yeah, star. Like a tight
star.
Oh,
the star.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a thing. But we got a special word count, right,
Kristen? We do.
Kind of. Yeah. Like, there were a few words that came up again and again. But I feel like what really stood out to all of us when we read this was the copious use of, like, Christmas-related puns and, like, taking lines from Christmas carols and various well-known Christmas
Sense
poems and
Christmas.
Repurposing them for this very special tale. So, I mean, the first one that I really liked that she really wants us to make sure that they're in a sleigh bed, which I enjoyed and I thought was kind of clever, but that was fun for me. Reindeer games is used twice to refer to their kinky sexual exploits.
Which I thought it was more. I saw it twice.
It was only twice. Yeah, I was surprised. It did feel like more.
What's also funny is that, so I kept thinking, no, that sounds like the name of something else. And it turns out there is a 2000 movie with Charlize Theron and Ben Affleck named called Reindeer Games. And Ben Affleck's character is named Rudy.
Oh, no.
What? No.
I know. Oh.
Ridiculous. And I did not know that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
I just knew it was a movie. For some reason, I thought Morgan Freeman was in it, which clearly is
he
not
might
the
be.
Case. I'm looking it up. I don't see him. Gary Sinise. Nope. No Morgan Freeman. Mm. That's too bad.
Bummer. He should have been. Poor casting.
Could have made his
Call
career.
The casting director.
You guys need to remake this movie. Let's see. Jingle was used 4 times. Including in my favorite line that we already mentioned, make those bells jingle all the way, please. My Little Doe is used 5 times.
I hated that.
Exclusively
by
Nick.
Yeah,
that reminded me, it made me think of like Omegaverse stories where they're like, my little, Omega. I forgot the word immediately. I didn't like it. But then we can just move on to some of the better Christmas puns. This was a good line. The shook like a bowl full of jelly line in the poem had obviously never met the real Nicholas.
Right, because there's like, oh yeah, he's ripped as fuck. Okay.
I mean, he's
there's
daddy.
Someone on my porch.
Yeah. He's a daddy.
He's elf daddy.
Part of me would have been like, I almost wish they'd given him like a dad bod.
Yeah,
I don't
just
know.
A little bit. I mean, like, eat that many cookies, realistically, and not have a little bit of a dad bod.
Yeah, but he works out those cookies.
I guess because he's like, you
he's
know,
very
like,
physically active.
All day, so, yeah.
He's constantly moving.
he's constantly coming, because Santa's coming hard this year.
Oh, God! I don't like it. I hate it.
He makes it naughty or nice.
Well, so, like, the whole cookies thing makes you feel a little bit weirder about leaving cookies out for Santa, because, like, the cum reindeers.
I feel like this year I'm not going to be leaving anything out.
Ugh, no, you shouldn't
maybe
leave
just
out
like a
nice
couple,
dildo.
Like a couple of condoms.
Just some sugar cookies.
Some sugar cookies.
Some raw dough.
Oh, there's the sugar cookie Hershey Kisses that Kelsey and I eat with hummingbirds.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. It's like
and
a
they're white
like chocolate with like sprinkles, with, like, and they're
oh,
white
God.
And they. Yeah,
oh, those are
white.
Really good.
They
they're
are
white
really
and
good.
They're thick.
They're just made out of
reindeer cum.
Reindeer
cum. Yeah, 100%.
Exactly, they are.
Anyway. Oh, also, so I bought a 3D printer because I have no chill. But you can make cookie cutters with it.
Yes.
Really?
So if we wanted to make some like Santa's dildo,
some sleigh bells ring cookie cutters.
Sleigh bells
oh my
ring
god,
cutters, that's an option. Anyway,
we want to make our sleigh bells
continue,
ring.
Continue. Yeah.
Let's
always.
See. I like it. Visions of sugar plums is Nick's way of referring to whenever Vixen gets distracted during training, which apparently happens a lot. And I guess when we started reading the summary, that makes the beginning of this book make a lot more sense. Because we were saying how, like, it sort of starts in this weird, like, dreamlike haze. So she seems to just have this habit of, like, zoning out.
Yeah, which apparently he
everything.
Likes, I guess, because I guess maybe that means he gets to punish her more. I don't know, because...
Right? I'm
I
like,
think...
someone get her, like, a doctor appointment, though. She may be having...
Y'all, let me...
She had, like, a head injury
to
something.
Personal ADHD diagnosis, which we will get in a little bit, too, in a minute. Let me tell ya. It makes a difference, y'all. Anyway.
Hang on, I thought I heard my washing machine sounded unbalanced, but I think it's fine.
Oh,
it might be ours.
Okay.
That might be ours, but no, it's not going right now. I just heard a dog barking in the background a lot.
Oh, that was also my dog. Annoying is happening on my end right now. Let me just go look at it. I think it is. I'll be right back. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's how you know that you're 30-somethings recording a smut podcast, when you have to go check.
Check your washing machine,
I'm gonna look at
the
Candle Daddy's top-selling candles.
Yes!
I'm still 29. I'm clinging
Pound to town?
For less than a year.
Wow! Kelsey, Jesus, what?
There's one called Pound Town.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Wait, a book or a candle?
No, a candle.
Daddy, Candle Daddy.
Candle Daddy, oh. Coffee I got a candle bitch. For my friend last year. That's when this candle's lit, time to lick my clit.
Yeah.
I think they shared it on their Instagram recently.
Yep, that candle's still going real strong.
Oh my God, one-way ticket to
There's
Pound Town?
There's one called Shart and one called Swamp Ass.
Oh, what?
Oh, God, I really don't like Swamp Ass.
There's one called WAP, Waffles and Pancakes.
Yes, oh my
God. But that's great, yes. I want to smell WAP all over. God.
There's also one called Please Leave. And get the fuck out of my house. I like the please leave one. That one makes me so happy.
God, they have like actual joke candles. Like, why would you even get a candle for someone that smells like sharts? Like,
well, if you hate them.
I guess.
There's an odor eliminator one called I'm Sick of Your Shit.
Ha!
Show me your melons.
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh my God. He has a bunch of like.
It was indeed rocking
ones.
Back and forth.
Ah, when the washer's rocking.
Don't do
it. It totally moved halfway across the floor.
Oh, God.
Oh, damn.
It was coming for me. Oh, no.
It's because you're so naughty and dirty.
It is. It hurt I had cookies.
It hurt you had sugar cookies.
It's like, get inside. I need to wash you.
I don't know where this is going, but okay.
I'm going to write some washing machine romance novels.
Oh my God! Like,
there is a place for that.
Taken
there
by is the washer.
Taken for a spin. I mean, getting wet.
Right, there's so many.
Yeah, like feeling agitated. You know,
the spin cycle.
Spin
I don't
cycle.
Know what
yeah.
That would be.
Just thinking. Shoot, who
surely
am I thinking?
Something.
Oh my God! How am I forgetting the name of our beloved author who writes the best smut?
Oh,
You know who I'm thinking of?
Chuck Tingle.
Chuck Tingle.
Chuck Tingle
definitely
Ooh, yeah,
would have
would.
Like some like
if
vortex washing machine. If he yeah, if
yes.
That doesn't exist already.
It's like I feel like it'd be you know, God, what lawyer washing machine with a giant dick pounds me in the butt?
It would be a lawyer.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh.
Okay.
Anyway,
yes.
No,
so
yes,
back to the very important Christmas terms. This was probably my favorite of these. His cock standing up straight like the North Pole, which, like, I don't know. I feel like if you're writing this story, you're obligated to make a North Pole joke of some kind. But it also seems to imply that there's, like, a literal pole somewhere.
Oh, there's absolutely an pole? Actual pole there. Like, they absolutely have a pole in that room
it's like,
somewhere.
Yeah, they should
probably
have a pole
somewhere.
In that room.
Mm-hmm. Also, the North That's Pole true. Would be a great name for a club, just saying.
Ooh,
I think so.
There probably
yeah,
is one.
Well, that's like South Pole.
Or the South Pole.
Or the South Pole. But I kind of like
that. See, wait. That would be a good euphemism
his
in this
South
specific
pole?
Story.
His South Pole. But I also like the idea of the North pole, because you know, like, all those, like, Netflix, like, Hallmark holiday movies, and they go to, like, these towns in the middle of nowhere that are just, like, Christmas, mm-hmm. like, jizzing everywhere. Like, if they just had, like, a strip club that was, like, the North Pole.
You know what? I actually bet that that is a thing.
Yeah?
It's a weird Christmas Probably. Town that jizzes Christmas everywhere.
Yeah. I feel like there's gotta... No, I just feel like there's... That the North Pole has to be...
Y'all.
Yeah?
Y'all. Wait. Yes? I'm sorry. Hold on. What?
Does it exist?
There's an Instagram page for Gary, Indiana. Oh. That's the... Hold on. The North Pole Strip Club and Gun Shop.
What?
Wow. Oh, my God.
I'm so confused.
Tell us more.
What? What more could a guy want? Guns and naked girls?
What? No.
It's true. That's all they want.
That's all we want.
Anyway, okay, let's move on. We can't settle on this.
It's important, okay?
The final one was when her orgasm is compared to the shattering of a Christmas ball, which, like, simultaneously made me think of Humpty Dumpty, but also that scene in Home Alone where Marv is stepping through the window and he steps on these ornaments and they shatter underneath his feet. So it's just like, to, like, keep the glass references out of...
To a minimum. Yeah.
To a minimum.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you guys about the time when I worked at the veterinary hospital where we had a dog come in that ate a light bulb?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
He was okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
But, like, it was funny because I just heard the doctor or one of the residents was, like, talking with the owner, and they were like, yeah, you'd think, like, after the first bite, he would have realized something was wrong.
Yeah. Some dogs are just, like... Like, some dogs won't touch anything, and then there's ones that will literally
eat everything.
Anything, even if they're in physical pain. Like,
oh my God,
fun fact, my dog will not eat anything except for, like, meat-related things, because, again, I adopted myself as a dog. But will also not eat, like, or chew on her own toys, but really enjoys chewing on and literally eating all of the cat's toys.
Huh. But those are filled with catnip, too. I mean, I don't think catnip affects dogs.
No, but she did it with the fish, too. The fish didn't have catnip in it.
She did go for the fish.
It was just because it was Faithfuls, and she was like, no, fuck you. I'm going to eat your toys.
I mean, also, to be fair, she's kind of a dick to her, so I get it.
He is a dick to her, so yeah, she does need to get back at him somehow. But yeah, anyway, that's the thing.
Oh, God.
Anyway, yeah. How many glowing noses would we give this book?
Yeah, so on a scale of 1 to 10. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if it's, like, my new meds or something, but, like, I'm just feeling very flat about this book. Like, it was fine, I guess. There's a moment. I liked the idea, but I feel like I'm still only going to give it, like, a 3 or a 4. Like, I just...
Oh, wow, out of 10.
Out of 10? I don't know.
Wow.
Again, I'm on some new meds, so that's probably part of it. But, like, I just was not feeling it.
Hmm.
Although, I would not say no to a... Now I want to look up a violet wand.
I would say, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd go probably about a 7. Just because, you know what? It promised us reindeer shifter fucking Santa Claus, and it delivered reindeer shifter. Yeah, and you know, everything, there was consent, there was communication, and I know our bar is really low if we're like, well, it did have consent.
No one was taken advantage of.
But, you know, yeah, our bar is on the floor, and this one crossed over it. It strolled over easily.
Nobody expects a Santa... reindeer shifter.
You might say
hybrid.
Flu.
That's true. Oh my God, what if they have kids?
I know what happens.
Oh. Huh. Tough decisions will have to be made.
But yeah, I mean, it was like, you know, the writing was not bad. There weren't huge errors everywhere. It was just silly and it made me laugh and it was a rollicking time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably give it like a 5. Like, I laughed a lot. I thought it was really funny. Like, I appreciate that she... It was pretty much just like, I thought of this one day and I wrote it real quick and this is what it is. And like, it doesn't seem like there's any like sequels or like anything else in this series. So I kind of like that. It's also just like, you can read it and enjoy it and then not kind of be wondering what's going on with the other characters, which tends to be like, I don't know. I mean, that's the thing with romance novels and sometimes that's good, but I feel like with a lot of the ones that we read, I'd rather just feel like I got it all done.
Mm-hmm.
And not wonder about the rest of the series. So, I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was kind of fun.
Yeah, I would give it... I'm just going to be in between you two and say a 6. 6 glowing noses. Because, yeah, I was cracking up when I was reading it.
It was very amusing.
Yeah, it was real amusing. It knew exactly what it was. It delivered on what it was. Do I want to think of sugar cookies that way? No, but here we are.
You will never, ever be able to smell sugar cookies without thinking.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, I'm supposed to bake with my mom next week, so that's going to be a whole new experience.
I hope you think of this book.
I absolutely will be, and I won't want to, but it's going to happen anyway.
Please share with us your sugar
cookie-making
journey.
Sugar daddy.
Yes.
Oh.
Anyway. So yeah. Okay. History with tits.
Yeah. So I came in a little late, as we noticed. I think everyone's been busy with life. So I didn't really do a full history section, but I do have some fun facts about reindeer and caribou, in addition to this bizarre article that I found that I'm going to share with you all about deer. Reindeer and caribou are the same animal and are a member of the deer family. In Europe, they're called reindeer. In North America, the animals are called caribou if they are wild and reindeer if they're domesticated. The more you know. Both male and female reindeer grow antlers, while in most other deer species, only the males have antlers. Compared to their body size, reindeer have the largest and heaviest antlers of all living deer species. A male's antlers can be up to 51 inches long, while a female's antlers can only reach 20 inches. So unlike horns, antlers fall off and they grow back larger each year. Male reindeer begin to grow.
I just was, because I was making dick innuendo, that
Oh, yeah, they come back bigger.
It falls off and comes back.
Yeah, it's part of being a reindeer shifter.
Maybe that's how Doug knew, Pirate Doug knew what, how long it took to grow back a pecker.
Because it molts every year?
It just molts.
Picturing it like sloughing off a layer of skin, like a snake.
No.
We have lost Kat.
You're welcome.
Moving on. Oh, boy. Okay, so male reindeer begin to grow antlers in February, while female reindeers grow theirs in May. Both sexes finish growing their antlers at the same time, but shed them at different times of the year. Males drop their antlers in November, leaving them without antlers until the following spring, while females keep their antlers through the winter until their calves are born in May. Reindeer are covered in hair from their nose to the bottom of their feet, aka hooves. The funny hooves may look funny, but they give reindeer a good grip when walking on frozen ground, ice, mud, snow, Santa's ass, who knows? So, that was me. That's not a scientific
fact. It's multi-purpose.
Just in case you quote me.
I will quote you regularly.
Thank you. You really shouldn't, but okay. reindeer are the only deer species to have hair completely covering their nose. Their specialized nose helps to warm incoming air before it enters their lungs, and it also is an excellent sniffer. Good sense of smell helps the reindeer find food hidden under snow, locate danger, recognize direction. Reindeer mainly travel into the wind so they can pick up scents. So, Santa's reindeer were first mentioned in 1821 when New York printer William Gilly published a 16-page booklet titled A New Year's Present to the Little Ones from 5 to 12, Part 3, by an anonymous author. And it goes, Old Santa Claus with much delight, and we know much delight after watching this or reading this book. His reindeer drives this frosty night over chimney tops and tracks of snow to bring his yearly gifts. I've come to you.
Oh no.
That, like, the perfect witch's cackle. That little whisper
was the, like, very bone chilling.
With the whisper and then the cackle, it was like, excellent.
You're welcome.
Very upset.
10 out of 10.
Very upset.
Yeah, thank you. Almost 2 years of this pandemic, I think I've really perfected my bog witch aesthetic. I'm just slowly yet surely ascending into it.
Yes.
Very nice.
So then 2 years later, in 1823, the Troy Sentinel published the poem A Visit from St. Nicholas, commonly known as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And the poem featured 8 flying reindeer pulling Santa's sleigh, but they didn't mention what else they do in their spare time, so. So those are some fun facts about reindeer, and then here is a random article that I found about deer penises.
Woohoo!
Deer penises.
I don't know why I'm surprised.
Even if I didn't, like, this is a little, like, half-assed, like, you knew I had to come in with something great.
You found good stuff.
So, deer penis exports, the surprising rise of New Zealand's pizzle industry. Ooh. And that's pizzle, P-I-Z-Z-L-E. And pizzles are the penis of male deer and are used in traditional Chinese medicine as a sexual vigor enhancer.
That's also the term for cows, which is why when you give a dog a pizzle stick, it is a bull penis.
Oh.
I think there was that day in chat when I was like, guys, I just found out what I've been giving my dog.
Yes, what a bully stick is.
They're delicious and nutritious.
So this article is also in my little sources, don't worry. But the article quotes, for an export, most have probably never heard of and some would rather forget exists, the Pizzle, has notched up impressive growth since the mid-2000s, even surviving COVID-19. While New Zealand's Pizzle market didn't quite sizzle during the pandemic hit year of 2020, nor did it fizzle.
Oh my God.
Dipping from 5.2 million during 2019 to 4.4. And this is the article. This is sadly not me.
Oh my God. Lost I was just about yet? To say you for like not having time. You did the Lord's
no,
work.
No, that's not me. This is this article. Who knows what it is? Lost yet. Pizzles are the penis of male deer and are used in traditional Chinese medicine as a sexual vigor enhancer. They can be exported fresh, frozen, dried, smoked, or preserved in brine. Unlike cattle pizzles, which are sold as dog treats, deer pizzles are highly sought after and often exported with some of the pelvic bone attached. So buyers know they're getting the real thing and not an imposter pizzle. pizzle. From a dog or a seal?
What? I knew this. Oh no!
What about an imposter though?
I feel like the size difference might be a giveaway. Like a dog.
You would think.
Seals are big, but
seals are I don't know
the difference between like a dog and a reindeer dick. You
know, imposter pizzle sounds like a nemesis pizzle. In like a Sherlock Holmes book.
Imposter pizzle. That's gonna Nancy be Drew my like super villain pizzle. Name. This is I. Imposter pizzle.
So, since 1994, more than 1,700 tons of deer pizzles have been exported from New Zealand, earning $68 million.
What about those poor deer?
So they get consumed with, infused with alcohol. And so, as well as being infused with alcohol, pizzles find their way into hot pots, a broth-based soup. After slicing the pizzle lengthwise and then into smaller pieces, simmered for several hours until tender. So ground pizzles and testicles are also sold in capsule form.
Gotta take my testicle capsule really quick.
One brand called Casanova Libido costs $44.95 for 120 pills. The product's webpage, which depicts the capsules against a backdrop of an erupting volcano, says, sexual drive and potency boost stamina and support well-being. So last little bit, there's more about
frowning this entire time, just like
it's getting worse and worse.
There's more about pizzles, but the last thing I'll add is that 3/4 of New Zealand's deer pizzles are sold to Hong Kong, with China the second biggest buyer, followed by Taiwan. Pizzles have also been bought by buyers in the United States, Finland, Germany, Canada, and Australia.
Can we start like a trend where we make anti-vaxxers think that reindeer pizzle will protect them from COVID just so that I can have the joy of watching anti-vaxxers?
Oh, sorry, I want to add one more quote from this article.
Clamor for pizzles.
Yeah.
One more quote from this article that has, I forget the name, it's somebody who is a specialist or interviewed for this, but even though there was a rough year because of COVID, he's upbeat about the future because our view is that there is a good future for the deer industry. New Zealand is the largest deer farming country in the world, which a lot of people probably don't really understand. It's something we're immensely proud of.
I'm so glad.
Oh my God.
I'm proud.
You're welcome.
Them.
You learned all about deer pizzles and imposter pizzles.
Okay.
Incredible. Well,
I can't wait to tell all my friends what I learned here.
You're welcome. And that is Christmas titillating. Since it wasn't history, I'm going to say titillating trivia with tits.
Ooh, titillating trivia. I like it. Well, gird your loins, guys, because we have a special science section. Love, pain, and pleasure receptors. Which is how you know I don't do creative writing. Basically, I have three sources. A Harvard News article called Pleasure and Pain Activate the Same Part of the Brain. A BBC article called Why Pain Feels Good, which is basically the majority. It's just like my entire segment is just like a reworded version of that article. And then Wikipedia's thing called pain and pleasure. So basically, typically with any kind of stimulus, pain starts when a stimulus, like the sweet, sweet burn of a peppermint candy cane flogger, hits our quivering backside and the skin, where sensory receptors called nociceptors, I don't know how that one's pronounced, nerves make me uncomfortable. Which is why I did not pay attention to that in school. They send the signal that something hit me and it burns a little to various places in our brain. Those various places in our brain then process that signal, determine what the heck to do about it, and then send signals back down the receptor, as well as like hormonal signals in our body to trigger a response. So pain is basically designed as a negative input system so that you don't do that thing. But it's kind of odd because pleasure is designed as a reward system, which motivates us to pursue pleasurable things like procreating, creating babies, which is why it feels good. Eating food feels good because you got to do it to not die. and even just like anticipating pleasure can release dopamine. And dopamine is a hormone that makes us feel happy. Is it a hormone or is it a endorphin? Or are endorphins hormones? It's been a long time since I've been in science, y'all. So like, I don't remember shit. In the early 2000s, scientists at Harvard Medical School discovered that similar parts of our brain are activated when processing and responding to both pleasure and pain stimuli, and that pain also results in an increase of dopamine. This was actually, like, tangential to their actual goal, because I was, like, sitting there like, oh, a bunch of Harvard Medical School guys over there getting dirty. But they actually wanted to figure out what brain signals were associated with pain so that they could tell how someone is feeling when they have chronic pain without having them have to like give some kind of like arbitrary like scale of 0 to 10. They wanted to be able to like quantify it based on their brain signals. But they also only tested men, so go fuck yourself. go figure. I'm sure they had a good reason, but like also
they might have had a good
anyway
reason.
But pain responses include a rush of adrenaline, which increases your heart rate and gives you a sort of high in itself. And it releases other endorphins that help block the pain sensation and help it actually induce like a euphoric feeling. So like opiates, mimic actually those same receptors to give a similar response. So basically our bodies initially have an instant result, like an instant, like tense result of ow, but then the real MVP, the hippocampus, steps in and basically starts sending out these endorphins that block the pain, but also stimulate the same parts of the brain associated with like passion and love and like happiness. It also sends a rush of a chemical called anandamide, which is known as the bliss chemical, which is which binds to the same receptors that cannabinoid substances do. So it gives us that warm, fuzzy pleasure feeling, which is also why cannabis gives us a warm, fuzzy pleasure feeling. Because adrenaline increases the heart rate, increases excitement, and it kind of mimics arousal. So basically, it's a very similar response, and there's actually there's a theory of benign masochism, and it also ties it into the idea that, like, the anticipation and the environment that the pain is experienced in changes the way we process it. So, like, if you're not expecting pain, like, if you're trying to cook something and you accidentally touch, like, a hot pan, like, that's not good. But if you're in a situation, like, a sexual situation where you are expecting that pain, we mentally process it in a very different way. That ties it more towards the pleasure receptors.
That's really cool.
Humans seem to be the only creatures that seek pain intentionally. So biologically, why would shifters require pain to experience pleasure? Because that seems to kind of be counterintuitive to that. But Rudy's nose also somehow burns, so we'll take it.
Lloyd, that was really cool. Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks, you're Kelsey, welcome. That was super interesting.
Yeah, both.
Yeah, I didn't know about most of that. Also because, again, like, nerves just make me uncomfortable. So I don't know why I was like, hey, let me do something based on nerves.
You're here.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, that kind of about wraps up our Christmas special. We've had a great journey together.
Yes.
I'd say. Yeah.
It's
you know,
a good one.
From here to the North Pole. And to the strip
and the
club,
South
apparently.
Pole.
And the South Pole. And everywhere in between. Oh, well, thank you to our listeners and throbbing members.
Wait, we
got to
say our next book.
Oh, right. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Next book is Krista's pick, Bent Over by the Biker Billionaire by Kenzie Haven.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So whenever we end up, you know, getting our schedules to coordinate at some point in the future,
someday.
It'll happen. You know, again, we're free, you know? So,
true.
Yeah.
Free of most of my jobs.
If you'd like
responsibilities.
Us to do this more, give us money so we don't have to work as much.
I at some point, maybe now that I have more time, I'll actually get that that going so we can actually do that. But
we have all these merch ideas for reindeer cum candles.
Brilliant merch ideas. So yeah,
brilliant. Anyways, I say.
Wicks, one could say.
Oh, throbbing wicks.
Throbbing wicks.
I don't like it, but yeah, it's an option.
We'll workshop it. We'll workshop it.
Yeah.
Listen, it's on brand. Right.
It is. Yeah. That is accurate. 100%. So yeah, if you listen to this, thank you so much. If you want to support us, we're on Google Play, Spotify, Pocket Casts, Apple Podcasts. You can give us a review if you'd like. That would be a very nice thing for you to do.
Let's get on the charts outside of, like, Belgium.
Yeah. And, you know.
Was it Belgium?
It was Belgium. It was Belgium. We were, like, number 3 for some reason. I don't know why.
For, like, a day.
For, like, a day.
Yeah. A day.
One day in Belgium.
A wild day in Belgium.
One day in Belgium.
Ooh. I like it. Lovely.
Anyway. Yeah. Listen to us on Google Play, Spotify, Pocket Cast, and Apple Podcasts. Basically, wherever you get your podcasts.
Find us. We're on Instagram and Twitter at GallopingAbsPod. You can always send us thoughts or questions or suggestions or comments or anything to GallopingAbsSociety@gmail.com.
We will check it. Maybe.
No promises.
No promises. We're super professional.
Thank you so much. Until we ride again. Excellent.
Wow,
okay.
That was our most professional ending that we've ever had.